بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Black Friday is the biggest international sale that was started in the early 1900s in the United States of America. It is a globally recognized retail event that takes place on the last Friday of November every year. Today is the last Friday of this year, the 27th of November, and that is why we find globally this day is known as Black Friday. So on this day, you find that consumers around the world are offered the biggest discounts from retailers as well as online stores across the globe. And we have been bombarded, I think, from the beginning of the month of November with email and WhatsApp messages, advertisements promoting Black Friday and encouraging consumers to make most of the deal on Black Friday and perhaps a few days before that and a few days after that. Now the question that many of us might ask that, why is it called Black Friday? How did it get its name, Black Friday? Accountants used to signify profit with black. So whenever they would record entries into the day's book, then they would record profit with black. And they would record loss with red. So this day, Friday, the last Friday of the month of November every year, was a day when retailers and others in the economic world would make large profits. So it was known as Black Friday, which basically means profitable day. A day of profit. A day when a lot of profit was seen, a lot of profit was made, and everything was in the black. And there wasn't much in the red. So Black Friday is known as a profitable day in the retail industry and the rest of the economy. In Islam, every day of Jumu'ah is a blessed day. Every day of Jumu'ah is a bright day that is filled with nur, that is filled with effulgence, that is filled with light, that is not filled with darkness. So we as Muslims believe that indeed every single Friday is a day of profit. Just like the retailer, and you find that in the retail world, in the world of business and economics, they say that it is a Black Friday, it is a day of profit. We as Muslims, we believe that Friday is indeed a day of profit. It is a profitable day. Not only one Friday throughout the year, but every single Friday is a day of profits for us to be earned. And that is why today we want to focus the pre-khutbah talk on the specials that are offered to us as Muslims every single Friday. Many of us are perhaps browsing the internet and we are searching for Black Friday deals, the best deals that we can get. And we are searching and trying to inquire as to how we can save extra money on this day. And from an Islamic point of view, it is allowed. It is allowed for us to take advantage of the sales that are out there. It is allowed for us to take advantage of the specials out there, as you can see, that it has no religious connotation to it, this day, Black Friday. I wish they chose a different name, though. Because indeed, the day of Friday, the day of noon, the day of light, it's a bright day. Nevertheless, we as Muslims are allowed to take advantage of the sales and take advantage of the special, and we are allowed to secure certain purchases on this day because things are ridiculously expensive these days. And there are certain things that you really need. And you have the opportunity to secure those items or to secure those things on this day. By all means, Islam has allowed us to take advantage of these specials and the sales that are out there, of course, with guidelines, which we will try and touch on at the end of the talk, insha'Allah ta'ala. But our main focus today is that as Muslims, we should be very much determined to know of the specials that are available to us every single Friday. They are specials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us on every single Friday. And the first special that we as Muslims can enjoy and that we Muslims are offered is forgiveness of sins. Every single Friday. What an amazing sale. What an amazing special that every single Friday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within it the speciality of forgiveness of sins. We are constantly in need of forgiveness. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ مِئَةِ مَرَّةٍ, I seek Allah's forgiveness every day more than 100 times. How much more are we not in need of that forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, you are going to look for every special that will secure the forgiveness of Allah. Because you need it. It's like Black Friday. There's an item that you need. So you are waiting for Black Friday. Why? Because you want to secure that item. Don't we need forgiveness? We need forgiveness. Indeed, every single one is in need of forgiveness. So you look forward to Friday because you know on Friday there's a special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you forgiveness. How do you secure it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, لَا يَغْتَسِلُ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَتَطَهَّرْ مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ. You take a bath on the day of Friday. Now we might be taking a bath every day, but the day of Friday, your intention is different. When you're taking a bath every single day, it is perhaps just to cleanse the body, or it is part of your habit before heading to work. You take a bath or you take a shower before going to school or before going to campus. You take a bath. But Friday, make a specific intention. You say, oh Allah, this ghusl that I'm taking today, it is the ghusl of the day of Jumu'ah. So you earn the reward. Make that intention on the day of Friday. So that intention is what will differentiate and what will separate the bath that you take on the day of Jumu'ah from every other bath that you take out, that you take throughout the week. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a man takes a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. وَيَتَطَهَّرْ مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ, and he cleanses himself thoroughly. So he removes unwanted hair from his body. And he really cleanses himself thoroughly to ensure that he is properly purified and clean. وَيَدَّهِمْ مِنْ دُهْنِهِ, and then he applies oil to his body. Those days they would use oil or they would use animal fat to moisturize the body. Today we have other moisturizers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, after that what does he do? He applies a moisturizer to his body. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَوْ يَمُسَّ مِنْ طِيبِ بَيْتِهِ, he applies some perfume to his body. ثُمَّ يَخْرُجْ, then he leaves his home. فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ, he is very particular when leaving his home and proceeding towards the masjid that he will not cause the slightest bit of inconvenience to any person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will not even sit in between two people forcing them to move apart. That amount of inconvenience he will not cause. So he comes into the masjid, he finds that there's a small space between two people, he will not sit between them. Why? It's going to inconvenience them and it's going to require them to move from the positions in which they are comfortable. Not even that amount of inconvenience does he cause to any person. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ, he comes into the masjid, he prays salah, whatever salah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes him to pray. So he comes into the masjid and he prays tahiyyatul masjid, or he comes early and he has the opportunity to pray salatul tasbih or any other optional prayer. ثُمَّ يُنْصِتْ إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ. And when the imam gives the khutbah and the imam gives the sermon, he remains absolutely silent, as if he is in salah. He does not utter a single word. إِلَّا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. Here's the special. The special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us every single Friday. You do that much, Allah says your sins are forgiven. From one Friday to the next Friday. So that's the first special that we are offered every single Friday. Not only on Black Friday, or not only one Friday throughout the year, but every single Friday, this is a special. Let us take advantage of this. We need it. We need it. We know what we need and what we require. Allah is offering it to us. You want. You find that people want a certain item, they are prepared to go in the early part of the morning to get to the store so that the items are not sold out. By the time they get there, they are prepared to stand in long queues for the sake of securing that item. What about the forgiveness of Allah? There are no queues for you to stand in. It requires just that amount of effort from us, and that is part of our daily routine as it is. We are taking a bath every day. We are moisturizing our body. We are applying perfume to our body. Rasulullah says, do it with the intention that you wish to honor the day of Jumu'ah. Allah gives you a certain special. You've secured the sale for that day. That is the forgiveness of Allah. The second special that Allah offers you on the day of Jumu'ah, every single Jumu'ah, is the reward of offering a sacrifice. Generally, we offer sacrifices on the day of Eid al-Adha. Throughout the year, generally, we are not offering sacrifices. We are not slaughtering cows in the name of Allah. We are not slaughtering animals in the name of Allah. Rarely you find people offering sacrifices during the year, perhaps on the occasion of a aqiqah, or perhaps somebody is ill, and they want to slaughter an animal and sacrifice an animal, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures the sick person or the one who's suffering from a certain ailment. But generally, by and large, Muslims only offer sacrifices once a year on the day of Eid al-Adha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has kept a special every single Jumu'ah. What is the special? The reward of offering a sacrifice. How do we earn that special? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ اِخْتَسَلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ غُسْلَ الْجَنَابَةِ. You take your ghusl, a complete ghusl, the ghusl that you normally take when you are in a state of major impurity, thorough ghusl. That is, you are ensuring that water is inserted into the nose. You are ensuring that water is inserted into the mouth, brothers. The fara'id of ghusl are three. What are the fara'id of ghusl? Sometimes we feel that inserting water into the nose is sunnah in ghusl because it's sunnah in wudu. When you are making wudu, you insert water to sniff. In fact, you sniff it in. You sniff water into the nose. Istinshaq, it's called. That is sunnah in wudu. To gargle the mouth and to rinse the mouth is sunnah in wudu. But if you are in a major state of impurity and you need to take a ghusl, it is compulsory to ensure that water is inserted into the mouth and that water is inserted into the nose and that the entire body is soaked in water to the extent that not a single hair remains dry. That is a complete ghusl. And when Ali radiallahu ta'ala heard this, Ali radiallahu ta'ala would like to keep long hair like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either up to the earlobe or up to the shoulder. But when he heard this hadith, Ali radiallahu ta'ala would always shave off his hair. Why? Out of fear that perhaps a single hair remains dry. So Rasulullah says, you take that ghusl, that type of a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, ثُمَّ رَاح, and then you go out to the masjid. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَةً. You come to the masjid, you're the earliest one in the masjid. You came very early. As soon as the wall set in, you proceeded towards the masjid, you came to the masjid. You are one of the first ones in the masjid. What is the special that you have earned? What is the sale on that Friday that you have secured? فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَةً. Allah gives you the reward of sacrificing a large animal, a camel, or a bull, a cow. That is the special that Allah has kept for you on that day by coming very, very early to the masjid. Some of us, throughout our lives, we may not have the financial ability to sacrifice a camel, or to sacrifice a cow, or to sacrifice a bull on the day of Eid. Allah gives you the exact same reward on the day of Jumu'ah. That's the special that Allah offers you every single Jumu'ah that you should look forward to secure for yourself. And if you can't make it that early, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. If you come not that early, you may be the second, the third, or the fourth person. What is the special that Allah offers you then? Because you did not come that early, but there's still a special for you. What's the sale of that Friday? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah gives you the reward of sacrificing an animal, sacrificing a sheep, for example, or sacrificing a goat. So these are the specials that Allah offers us, not one Friday during the year, every single Friday. So let's recap. Number one, the first special sale that we are given every single Friday is what? Forgiveness of sins. Your sins are forgiven. That's a special from Allah. Allah offers it to you. Number two, the reward for sacrificing a large animal. And if you can't make it for that special, if you don't get that sale, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers you another special. You know, you find many of us are receiving phone calls from our service providers, and they are giving us different options. You have this option, or you have that option, or you have that option, depending on what bundle you want, or how much of gigabytes you would like. So it's that time of the year when everyone wants to now upgrade their contracts. And there are different options. Allah gives you different options every single Friday. You can't make it for option number one, which is the biggest sale or the biggest special. You have the opportunity for option number two. If you can't make it for option number two, there's a third option. But let us take advantage of these sales and these specials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us every single Friday. Number three, what's the third special? Acceptance of dua. Acceptance of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ وَهُوَ يُصَلِّي يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ. When standing in that long queue on Black Friday, you don't know whether you are going to get that item. Whether you get it or you will not get it, you don't know. It's your luck. And there's so much effort. And there's so much waiting. So much time is lost. Again, we said that Muslims are allowed to take advantage of the specials and the sales that are there on Black Friday. There's no religious connotation attached to it, so we can take advantage of the sales, of course, within parameters of Sharia, and there are certain guidelines that we must observe. But on the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah says there's a moment when you make dua to Allah. During that moment, what is the special? Allah will answer your dua. Your dua is guaranteed, answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is another special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us every single Jumu'ah, not only on one Friday throughout the year. Earning a divine light, special number four, that you can earn every single Jumu'ah is a divine light. What's divine light? Nur. What is nur? Nur is some special effulgence from Allah that is inserted within your heart. That is nur. What's the benefit of nur? The more nur you have in your heart, the more you are inclined towards doing good deeds. The lesser the nur, the more disinclined you are towards good deeds. No nur, you are not all inclined towards good deeds, you are only inclined towards doing evil deeds. That's nur. So you need to get a lot of nur in your heart. That is something you want to secure, and that's a special that Allah offers you every single Jumu'ah. How do we earn that nur, that special, that sale? How do you earn it on the day of Jumu'ah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a surat al-kahf. Recite Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. What is the special? When you recite Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, now you have 24 hours, brother. 24 hours to recite Surah Al-Kahf. It is in the 15th juz of the Quran. You can start sunset on Thursday, and you end its recitation on sunset Friday. It does not have to be recited in one sitting. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you recite Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Friday, what's the special? What do you secure? What have you secured for yourself? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu lahu min al-nur. That nur we spoke about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for you a divine effulgence in your heart, ma bayna al-jum'atayn, and it will last from one jum'ah to the next jum'ah. So that's your weekly shot of spirituality. That's what Allah gives you, and that's another special that awaits you on the day of Jumu'ah. Which means that throughout the week, if you recite, and you'll notice this, brothers, if you recite Surah Al-Kahfi on Friday, you will find that throughout the week, you are more inclined towards doing other good deeds. There'll be a stronger inclination towards Salah. There'll be a stronger inclination towards Dua, towards Dhikr of Allah, and towards all acts of righteousness. Why? You took advantage of the sale, the special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered you on the day of Jumu'ah. What was that? The recitation of Surah Al-Kahf that secured you that nur. So there's something you give. Even on Black Friday, there's nothing you're getting for free. There is, you're paying a reduced price. But you are paying something. Here too, Allah gives you nur, and what's the price you pay for it? It's recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. And every other special that Allah has offered us, there's something you got to pay. There's something you got to do, coming early to the masjid, or going fully prepared to the masjid. That's your bit. And that's really a very, very reduced price for what you are getting in exchange. So let's take advantage of these specials that Allah offers us. Another amazing special that Allah offers us every Friday is emancipation from hellfire. Hellfire is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. The punishment of Allah is a reality. That is something we cannot deny. How do we secure salvation from hellfire? How do we secure emancipation from hellfire? By reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Jumu'ah. And that's only one benefit of reciting salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We learn from an incident, Al-Imam Sakhawi, rahimahullah, he says that Abu Abdul Rahman Al-Muqri related to me that I visited a man who was on his deathbed, and he was about to leave the world. And he passed away. After that, through divine inspiration, through a vision, or through a dream, I was told that this person, he passed away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has salvated him and rescued him from the fire of Jahannam. Immediately when I heard that, I went to his family and asked him, what is the deed that earned him bara'a min al-nar? What is the deed that earned him salvation from fire of Jahannam? The family said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ صَلَّى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلْفَ مَرَّةِ. Every Jumu'ah, every single Jumu'ah, he would send 1,000 salat and salam, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many specials. Every single Jumu'ah. What a great deed. How much time does it take of yours? Again, think about it. 1,000 durood, the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the shortest durood. How much time will it take of yours to recite that 1,000 times? That's your bit. That's a very, very reduced price. More than 50% of what you're getting in return. What are you getting in return? Security against the punishment of Jahannam. Number 6, multiplication of your charity. Another special on every Jumu'ah. Your charity is multiplied. Whatever charity you give on the Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it manifold. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, كان يأمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم instructed us أن يتصدق بما قل أو كثر. That sadaqah must be given, whether you can give a little or a lot. If it's just a slice of bread that you can give, give it on the day of Jumu'ah. If you can give more than that, give as much as you can. Why? فَإِنَّ فِيهِ الْفَضْلَ الْكَثِيرِ. The sadaqah that is given on the day of Jumu'ah, what's the special? It is multiplied, and there's great rewards in that. Number seven, special number seven. Ahabbu salawati ilallah. Ahabbu salawati ilallah. The special of Jumu'ah is you are offered to pray the prayer that most beloved to Allah. What is the prayer that's most beloved to Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatu subhi, yawm al-jum'ati fi jama'ati. Your fajr salah on the day of Jumu'ah in the masjid. That is the salah that Allah loves the most. The most beloved salah. The fajr salah on the day of Friday in the masjid. That's another special that is offered to you on the day of Jumu'ah. Brothers, in conclusion, as a believer, as Muslims, you always want to do more than what you are doing. You always really want to do more. You want to do better. You want to increase your good deeds. It's a natural desire that you and I have. The question is, sometimes you want to now include and increase acts of righteousness that are of an optional nature, and you feel that it's too difficult to every day include that in your daily schedule. Allah gives you Friday. So if you have no Quran in your life, if you have no Quran whatsoever in your life, no Quran recitation in your life, start with Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. If there's no charity in your life, or you want to increase it, fix Friday. Have that day. If you can't come to the masjid for every Fajr Salah every morning, start with Friday. If you cannot give charity, start with Friday. It's like a person who wants to engage in physical training, right? He doesn't start training every day of the week. What does he do? He chooses a day. And after training for that one day, every single week, he finds that, wow, this is great. It's doing good for my physical self, for my mental self. I feel good, so what does he do? He now ups his game. He'll now train a second day and a third day. The same thing applies. When you are going to see what's lacking in your life, what is it that's lacking in my life? Start that on day Friday. Start it on Friday. Fajr Salah, start with it. If you can't do it every day, start at least Friday. Your charity Friday. Your Surah Al-Kahf Friday. Your Dua Friday. Start it on Friday. You'll feel how good you feel after a while. Every Friday you are doing it and you are consistent. You say, wow, this is great for my spiritual self, my emotional self, my psychological self, even for my physical self. What will you then do? You'll become addicted to it. You'll see you'll do it now on a Thursday as well. You'll increase it slowly as you move along. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to take advantage of these specials and these sales that Allah azza wa jal offers us on a weekly basis on the day of Jumu'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.